superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
You've made a safe place for the truth to be told.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
I think that the Lions got screwed. He's reporting. You can't convince me otherwise. And the fact that the league says, hey, it's on the players, that's the biggest BS in the world. Especially when you demote your officials. You know, that's an acknowledgement of doing wrong.
Earlier on the show, Ravens linebacker Patrick Queen. Still to come. Steelers cornerback Patrick Peterson. Plus Colts receiver Michael Pittman. And now it's Rich Eisen.
That's right. Hour number two, the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Three players already, one in the books. Patrick Queen of the Baltimore Ravens, who said that Lamar Jackson has full control of this offense in a way that he didn't have last year, quite frankly. Also said that the Niners and the Dolphins had tells that he wasn't telling us, because they might have to play him again. When I asked him what those were, he goes, hit him for four quarters. I'm like, that's not a tell. And hit everyone for four quarters. And then his memory got fuzzy when I asked him about Odell Beckham and on the field at LSU after he won the national championship.
Didn't Odell get fined or something for that?
One other thing that he told us that I didn't know. I didn't know John Harbaugh cut his hand in that dance. Did you see him dancing?
I did. A 1 out of 10. That's not...
Come on, man.
Come on, Patrick.
He was...
A for effort.
He was into it.
He had the mega knees going, man.
He did have the mega knees going, but apparently he cut his hand on his watch and then wiped it on his...
Well, you know,
ice. Wiped the blood on his forehead. He called him War Daddy.
Ice is sharp, so, you know.
Hey, we're all paying rent in the Ravens world right now.
War Daddy.
They are the one seed. They are the one seed, and they can knock the Steelers out of the playoffs. Beat them, and they're... Although, wait a minute. Pittsburgh does have a clinching scenario if they lose.
Wait, really?
Yes. I've got it for you right here. Yes, and I knew I would return to this. The Pittsburgh Steelers have a playoff clinching scenario if they lose, and
here it is, right
you,
here.
You got it right there.
Yeah. So if Denver,
so if the Jaguars lose and Denver wins,
right. If Tennessee wins, Indy wins, and Denver wins, Pittsburgh still
or the
in.
Texans could win. It's just the Colts and Texans don't have to.
And Buffalo
doesn't end in a tie.
Yeah.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
Well, there is.
Yeah.
I mean the Broncos.
Yeah!
Honestly, so if they win, it looks good for them. So Ravens would love to knock them out. We talked about it at the top of our program, and I swear to God, because this is what happens to me when I don't have my glasses. I've got papers everywhere. I can't see a damn
here.
Thing. It affects my ability to captain the ship.
I'm the captain now.
I'm the captain now. Is that what you're saying? Will, and by the way, Patrick Peterson of the Steelers is going to join us shortly. Will in Ontario, Canada, you're here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Will?
Hi, Rich. How are you doing?
What's going on, Will?
I'm good. TJ, Chris, how are we doing?
What's up, brother?
Last individual who called into the show last hour above the contiguous 48 United States cursed his head off, Will. So, you know...
I'll keep it together, Rich.
Appreciate it, Will. Thanks. What's going on?
I just want to start off by saying, how about the Packers?
How about them?
Let's go.
Are you a Packer fan sitting there in Ontario, Canada?
Huge Packers fan.
Okay.
In a city full of Bills fans.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. So are you in? Are you calling from Toronto?
Burlington, not far.
Okay. Very good.
Hour.
Okay. Yeah.
I just saw a tweet. I was just scrolling through Instagram waiting for my name to be called. I saw a tweet from 2020. Dez Bryant said, before the draft, whoever drafts Jordan Love, you got yourself an elite quarterback.
Okay.
And so I was just wondering, how would you rank the four NFC North quarterbacks?
Mm.
I
think there's an
argument for I thought you were going to go 2020 draft class quarterbacks.
Well, I mean, 2020 draft class quarterbacks is a totally different story. But he didn't say that, so don't put me in that position. So you want me to the current ones, or are we including Kirk Cousins?
Like, yeah, so that, I'm assuming Kirk Cousins stays home and the Bears trade out of the first pick.
So it's all basically Cousins instead of the Mullins, Jaren Hall, Pastrnak, Troika we're seeing right now.
Yep.
We passed the Pastrnak.
Okay. How dare you? I love Josh Dobbs. and then Justin Fields stays.
Jared Goff.
And Love. All right, here's how I'll put it. I'm going Goff. He's been to a Super Bowl, pal. All right. I'm not here for the Goff, disjointedness, to use the phrase of the day.
Are they playing at home in your power, rankings?
Excuse me. With all due respect to Will here, he ended Aaron Rodgers' Packers career in Lambeau.
Okay.
He opened the season. In a banner-raising night in Kansas City with a win.
Okay.
All right?
You're right. Okay.
He went into Lambeau, right. I'm sorry, Will, this year.
Those two absolutely
dismantled the Packers by the end of the first quarter.
Okay. So that's a...
All right. And had Brad Allen just given us a little bit more of a focus on Saturday night. Just a little focus. You all right?
All right.
All right, Will. I'm going Goff one. I've got to go Jordan Love two.
Go over the shirtless wonder, Kirk Cousins.
Oh, Kirk Cousins. That's right. We were including him.
Yeah.
I'll go Kirk Cousins two, Jordan Love three, and Justin Fields four. Did I lose Will in Ontario?
No, I'm here.
Okay, you just stunned silent. I'm sorry. Okay, no, go ahead. What do you think? What would you do?
I would take Love over Cousins.
You take Love over Cousins. I don't know about that, pal.
I can't go over Goff, no, but I would take him over Cousins.
Dude.
Who wins the Super Bowl?
Dude, I think, wasn't Cousins winning that game in Lambeau before his Achilles blew out?
Probably, yeah.
You know, I mean, I don't know. As much as Kirk Cousins gets slagged on because he doesn't win Monday night games or playoff games and all of that stuff, he has been balling out. And thanks for the call, Will. Really appreciate it. It's an interesting food for thought right there.
Now, who wins a Super Bowl first from the 2020 draft class?
So it's...
Burrow, Tua, Herbert, Love, Hurts.
Oh, it's Burrow.
Is it? He's missed two seasons.
Understood. It's
so
Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow.
Interesting.
Hurts came close. Burrow came close. In back-to-back seasons, right?
Now it's Tua's turn.
I am so disheartened about who's been carted off the field from their defensive line group from Thanksgiving, Black Friday to last week. Phillips and Chubb being gone, that is significant. That is significant. You need both of those guys to keep Mahomes off the spot. And by the way, what's more likely?
It's tomorrow.
In advance, I'm going to give you one right here. Please answer as well, TJ Jefferson.
Okay.
I need your answers. All right?
All right.
What's more likely? The Chiefs flip a switch or they don't flip a switch?
There's not a lot of evidence pointing toward
a switch and they fumble for the light switch and can't get it. What's more likely?
Who are they playing in the first
round? I have the scenarios. Put up the AFC chart. I don't have my glasses, but I'll just reach for the one that it's purple. Kansas City has the sixth seed. Half of them are Miami possibilities. Houston, Indianapolis, Pittsburgh, and Buffalo. Man, there's five different scenarios of who's walking in the Arrowhead door. Super wild card weekend. They flip a switch. Or they do not.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, sir. He just added, you have as many questions as you want. You may not phone a friend.
Is Patrick Mahomes still the quarterback of the Chiefs in this scenario?
Come on, you can't do that.
Is he still?
He's only one player out of 24.
Then until I see him falter, 22. I'm going to say that I believe that they can turn the switch on. Because we've spent 5 years saying he's the best player in the NFL. This guy was putting him in the Hall of Fame 2 years ago.
I was right.
If Patrick Mahomes is Patrick Mahomes, I'm not going to bet my hard-earned American dollars against him. If you ask me, do I believe he can flip a switch, get something done, then yeah.
Excuse me. His point and pushback would be, that is not what I asked. Can he flip a switch? Of course.
Of course.
What's more likely?
Okay.
The Chiefs will flip a switch, and the issues that have been plaguing them, which is the tackles have problems protecting Mahomes might rush a throw here and there, but the throws he does deliver on point will hit Kadarius Toney in the hands, and the week one Toney, and Toney who had one roll flip up in the air and roll down his back for an interception in New England, that guy will show up. Kelsey will have another drop moment or two, heaven forbid. Sky Moore is going to be unreliable. Rashee Rice will be the only guy who can actually flip the field for Mahomes because Marquez Valdez-Scantling can't. Like, that's what I'm talking about. They'll flip that switch because I'm not worried about the defense at all. And honestly, this weekend, we're not talking about it because they're just going to sit back and get healthy for the Super Wild Card weekend. And you know, if it's Miami or Buffalo strolling into the building, or Pittsburgh, which is possible, strolling into that building, that game will be played under lights. That's not going to be first up Saturday, Sunday. That will be on a Saturday night, Sunday triple header finale, or Monday.
Cold.
Okay, and it'll be cold. Fine, whatever.
20 degrees.
And then it'll be on and cracking where the entire day leading up, if it's Monday, or the entire week leading up will be how will they handle this moment? And I'm saying, what's more likely? They flip a switch or they do not?
What does flip a switch mean?
That's my question. Are you saying they're going to go on the run?
Now you're in my position where I ask you to actually give context to what
thing.
I'm saying.
I say if you're saying go to a Super Bowl, I say that's unlikely. Look, teams have lulls, right? Patrick Mahomes is the modern day Tom Brady. Tom Brady went 10 years without making a Super Bowl. Okay. It feels like it's other teams' year this year. It just feels that way, especially in the AFC with Buffalo, who's already beaten them. They beat Miami, but they've had a great year. And Baltimore is the clear cut one seed best team in the league. I'm going to say it's more likely that it's unlikely they switch, flip the switch.
And you say, as long as 15's back there, they will flip the switch. And I'm with you on that because we're seeing, and we saw this morning, and it led to a spirited conversation pre-show on the screen. One of our friends on the debate show circuit talking about which quarterback's legacy will be most affected by the playoffs. And those conversations will be asked all this week and all while we wait for week 18 and all next week when we know who the actual 14 quarterbacks are going to be in the playoffs. And every single time this conversation will be had, Mahomes will be left off the list or will be way down at the bottom because how many yachts can he water ski behind? And the answer to that question is not enough. Not enough. Because he just won again last year and all of that. And my point is the reason why he should be higher up that list, if not at the very top of the list, is because of what you just said, Chris. Tom Brady went 10 years without winning one. Could you imagine if he had won one or two in that stretch? We'd be talking double digits right now, and nobody would be in the area code of being in the galaxy. And Mahomes is. Mahomes is because
for this year?
Mahomes is because of what he's been building.
Oh, okay.
And so if he does win it again this year, certainly when everyone doesn't expect it to happen, there will be an era dawned and an air of invincibility that nobody thinks can ever get pierced, because this is the year you're supposed to get him, as you pointed out.
You'd be pretty shocked if the Chiefs won the Super Bowl this year, though, right?
I would be, I don't know, shocked, because why? This guy is truly one of the best quarterbacks.
Because they basically have 1.5 guys on offense right now.
All they got to do is just catch the damn football, dude.
Tell that to Rishay Caldwell. And
I know.
You know, all,
there's a history
of it. Could have 10. You know what I mean? It's a thing.
But we could go down the list of quarterbacks whose legacies will be most affected, because it'll be their first, or it'll be their second, or it'll be for a coach that has been believing in him, or for a franchise that's never been to the Super Bowl before.
Yeah, of course.
Like Cleveland, you know, all of that stuff. And so we'll be focused on that in the media, but Mahomes is the one who can catch Brady. Period, end of story. There's nobody else who right now, in terms of how much they've already won and how young they still are, and how the coach is one of the all-time greats who doesn't appear to be wanting to stop. So Mahomes will be left off that list. I think you're probably already seeing that now. Let's take a break. Patrick Peterson is sitting down. I can't wait to chat with him, the Pittsburgh Steelers, because the last time I saw the Steelers, they didn't look like the team that we're seeing right now. Strolling into Baltimore this week. It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung, and that means spring cleaning, or at least the partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items, from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code EISEN when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back, and use my code EISEN. That's IBOTTA in the Google Play or App Store, and use my code EISEN. Let's talk Sleep Number, people, because quality sleep is so essential. That's why the Sleep Number smart bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, and the same thing for your partner, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side, helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature, quiets your snores or your partner's? Sleep Number does that. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. 10 numbers apart, but it truly is the world of difference. The Sleep Number sleep that you get is unbelievable. You will love it. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now you could save 50%. That's 50%. On the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, on our program. Hoskins, did I give you something to show during a TV-only segment for our program? Okay. What did I give you again? This is, again, I don't have my glasses, so somebody's going to have to help me out. Oh, yeah, that's right. I was in Century City, nearby Century City yesterday. It rained and then got sunny.
It was nuts.
Look at this rainbow right there.
I saw your stories
on Nakatomi Plaza,
yeah,
right there.
That was awesome.
So I tweeted this out to Jake Tapper and asked him, does that make Die Hard a Muppet movie now?
I mean, what?
Because there's a rainbow connection right there. You know,
I need to ask you a question.
Right?
I need to ask you a question, right?
I mean, because there's the Nakatomi Plaza, and so
do you consider Home Alone
a rainbow?
Home Alone a Christmas movie?
I just consider it a kids movie.
Yes.
Honestly,
right?
I consider it a kids movie.
What's the difference? But you're on my side.
Yeah.
The premise and the concept of Home Alone and Die Hard are the same.
Excuse me. Do you know what I consider Home Alone more than a Christmas movie? A movie about parental neglect.
Yeah,
I mean, in the big scheme of things, parental neglect.
Breaking and entering. I think about Dangerous Neighborhoods.
What are your top
more
five,
than Christmas movie?
Dangerous Neighborhoods. Movies? Did you see the McAllister house? What was so dangerous about
that? That's what I think of when I think of Home Alone.
Top five B&E movies.
Honestly, how do you leave a child at home? Well, running off to the airport.
There were 18 of
the
them.
The daughter miscounted. It's the daughter's fault.
So what?
It was the next door neighbor kid who was asking all the questions.
You know, yeah, you know what I think Kevin. Of? A family that finger points.
Bring me back something French.
That's what I think of.
All right.
I'm just wondering.
Okay.
You know, a rainbow hit Nakatomi Plaza. That makes it a Muppet movie.
A Muppet movie?
Yeah, it's a rainbow connection. Right? There must be Muppets in there. Like a Muppet Hans Gruber.
Home Alone's
back here on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network. I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger, with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. One of our favorites, year 13 in the National Football League. Must-win game for the Pittsburgh Steelers in Baltimore. One of the best. P2, Patrick Peterson back on the Rich Eisen Show. How you doing, Patrick?
I'm doing great. And yourself, Rich?
I'm doing great. I am doing great. So last time I saw your team, I was in a booth, and I was calling Steelers Colts, and I turned to Kurt Warner, and I'm like, how is this team struggling to score points with so many talented people on the field? And and then the last several weeks hit, and it seems like you're a different team. I'm wondering what it feels like to you right now, Patrick.
It feels great. Seeing the offense being able to move the ball up and down the field with ease over the last 2 weeks because we needed it. You know, we was in, you know, the last 3 weeks of our season that was must win wins for us to at least give ourselves a shot. I know we still need some help, but at least we're giving ourselves an opportunity to have a shot to play in the postseason. So whatever the offensive coordinator and the offensive guys been doing on that side of the ball, keep it going.
And then what about your side of the football and how you were handling the frequent, I guess, three and outs to put you back on the field and things of that nature? I mean, it's something that can fracture a locker room. I'm wondering what your perspective was during that time period.
Well, you know, when you're not on the field as much as we were, you know, during those times when we were not as good as we wanted to be on offense and defensive side of the ball, because it kind of correlates. But, you know, when we're on the field for X amount of plays, you know, it can kind of wear on you. So as you saw, when the offense are on the field more than us, you know, that's a good indication of that we're going to be successful.
Patrick Peterson here on the Rich Eisen Show. Last time we spoke, I asked you about Coach Tomlin. And I have been from this chair caping for the man quite a bit, to be straight up with you, saying that any Steeler fans that wants him gone is out of their friggin' minds. That's literally what I said. And then I was catching holy hell while you were on that losing streak for that statement. So I would like to give you the floor as a 13-year veteran in this league. What was Mike Tomlin like during that three-game stretch that you believe helped open the door for what you've done to put yourself in position to get in the playoffs, Patrick?
The same as when we were on that three-game winning streak. That's the thing I love about Coach. Coach is the same each and every day. You know, every day, each and every week, you know, creates different obstacles, different challenges, and Coach understands that. And there's going to be ebbs and flows throughout every season. You know, everyone has ebbs and flows throughout this season. Last time I checked, there was only one perfect season in the NFL, and that's the Miami Dolphins. So you're going to win games, you're going to lose games. And everybody is preparing to win ball games on Sunday. So I know there's a couple bad losses, a couple teams that, you know, everyone feel that we should have beat. And we feel that way as well. But, you know, you can't point the fingers on coaches all the time because players are the ones out there having to execute, you know, certain calls. So Coach has been the same as he was when we was on a three-game winning streak. So that's what I respect the most about Coach, is that no matter what the circumstances are, that you're going to get his best each and every time we show up.
Now,
team.
I don't want you to call out anybody that you've had in the past who's not like that, but can you, honestly, not by name, I'm being deadly serious. Can you explain what it's like to be on a team when a coach isn't that way? Like, what does that mean when you say he's the same and how that is something you respect? What is it like when it's the opposite, Patrick?
Man, you start to lose a team. You start to lose faith in your coach if he's changing up his attitude or if things are not going a certain way. You know, obviously it's your job and you're in position to fix that. So why would you have an attitude towards where the season is going? Only thing you have to do is put your head down and go to work and try to get the guys to galvanize around you so you can get yourself out of that hole.
So you're saying by keeping it the same, it gives you the space to focus on what you have to do, because if he reacts to the circumstances outside the building, that gives you less confidence? Is that what I'm understanding? Or like, what do you mean?
So coach has a bunch of different phrases, right?
Okay.
It's about, you know, doing routine things routinely, like not getting beat to the flat, catching wide open passes, executing your call. You know, those things, that's what, at the end of the day, that's what football comes down to, doing routine things routinely. And I feel like when coaches get, you know, on a losing streak, they try to reinvent the wheel. It all comes down to guys executing their assignment and doing routine things routinely, point blank period. There's no time. We're in the season. There's no time to reinvent the wheel. There's no time to try to put in new calls and doing, you know, all this funky stuff to try to get ourselves out of the funk. When you find yourself in the funk, what you do, you go back to the basics. You know, you don't try to do anything out of the ordinary, because we've seen the proof is in the pudding. When we do it right and everybody's on the same page, we're a hell of a team to beat. You know, so, and when we were on those, you know, three games losing streaks, we had to look ourselves in the mirror, because it came down to not getting off the field on third downs, kicking ourselves in our own butt on self-inflicting wounds. Like, on defense, we saw the proof is in the pudding. When we give up, when we commit a foul on defense, team score. When we work behind the chains on offense, it's three and out. So that's what I mean by keeping it the same, doing routine things routinely, doing the things that we feel that we do very, very best, and not shying away from that.
Well, I mean, this is one of the many reasons why I love having you on, because this is real talk, and you know, you never shy away from having real talk. But you know, this does seem to be a philosophy that would work for grown men. You know what I mean?
Right.
For people like yourself, you're 13 years in the league. You know what's what. You know how things can go. And then you got a lot of young kids on your team, and I think that's what a lot of Steeler fans were wondering, is like, does this approach work with kids who are really talented, that it might not come home to roost? And I'm wondering, you know, is that it was that in play at all in 3 weeks? Did you in any way, shape, or form have a hand in talking to some of the young players on the team? Like, you don't know how good you have it right now, that sort of stuff, Patrick?
And man, you no doubt about it, because like I talked about, you know, when we walk into coaching meetings, like, he does a great job of just outlining what he expects from us. And I'm not going to get into one of the team meetings that we had, but it was one of the ones that, you know, he touched some guys. And in my opinion, he really forced some guys to look themselves in the mirror. And that's what a coach is supposed to do. Forces guys to dig down deep to find them better, to find their better selves. And coach does a great job of doing that each and every week. I'm not saying that coach is, you know, motivating grown men. He just does a great job of having guys understand the position that we are in and don't take it lightly. And for me, that's why I love being around coach, because a lot of coaches don't give you that hope or that inspirational fire that you may need to go into a game.
And then how do you back that play? Because again, I keep returning to this. And you're 13. You've played in four playoff games. You've won one. You want to go back. You want to go back. You came to Pittsburgh to win a ring, right? So, what do you say to young kids who, again, may not know any better, or have the talent? You see it. And what do you do as an OG and the rest of the guys maybe on the defensive or offensive side of the balls who have the same sort of cred in the locker room?
Man, and that's funny you ask me that, because guys always tease me all the time and saying that, like, we all can't have Pat P's careers, meaning being in league double digits. And they're completely right about that. Then you know what I hit them back with?
What?
Is that why you don't take these opportunities lightly? Because you don't know how open that window is. So that's why you got to take advantage of every opportunity that is given to you, because you may not be here tomorrow or next year, you know, whatever the case may be. So if you're in position to do something special, don't waste it. And that's always been my mindset and my motto. Yeah, I always had dreams and aspiration to play, you know, 15 years, but that wasn't guaranteed to me. You know, I'm just very blessed and lucky to still be playing this game that I love 13 years and counting, because I plan on coming back next year. So that's my message to the young guys that think that there's always a tomorrow.
And in terms of the numbers, Patrick Peterson here on the Rich Eisen Show, of the 32 playoff clinching, the 32 different scenarios in which the way the AFC seedings can hash out, the Steelers have half of those scenarios. I mean, this is a significant opportunity you guys have going into this weekend. Obviously, it's got to start with a win at the one-seeded Ravens, who don't have Lamar Jackson out there on the field. How do you approach this game with your teammates and with yourself, Patrick?
Well, just like the previous 2 weeks, it's a must win. You know, we have to go out there. We still know that we're going to get their best shot. We know Lamar is not going to be in the lineup, but we understand that this team is going to prepare to win a ball game, as we are as well, because not only is it a must win, it's a divisional opponent. You know what I mean? And we want to be able to say that we ended off our season versus divisional play 5-1. You know, so that's very significant and special to us, because we have on paper probably the toughest division in football. You know, so we know we're going to get their best shot, but like Coach said earlier in his press conference, we do not care. We can't care. We have to focus on the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I missed it. What do you say? What do you say, Patrick? What do you say?
Someone asked him about did he wonder if the Pittsburgh if the Baltimore Ravens was going to rest their starters, and the classic coach said, "We do not care."
It's funny. Again, I think I mentioned this to you the last time you were on early on in the season, that I made the mistake of asking Mike Tomlin if he plays the nobody believes in us card.
And, no, definitely don't play that card.
He said that he wouldn't, because no one would believe him that he'd be playing it, is basically what he said. That
I agree.
You know,
I agree with that one.
But that would be him switching up. Right. Like, now that would be an instance of him not being consistent if he did that. Right, Patrick?
That would be. I see where you're going with that one, Richie.
What? honestly, and again, I'm admittedly in Tomlin's corner, you know, because and I get accused of being a member of the media that gets, you know, that falls in love with the way that he talks and the way that he talks to the media and the way that he treats us. But I also see, you know, so many different instances of coaches in this league, and you have too. He makes me want to go run through a wall, you know, after I speak with him. It's a fact.
I'm telling you, you're 100%. You hit it right on the head, Rich, because, you know, obviously you see it on TV, you see it in interviews, but when you're here every day, like, you feel how genuine Coach is, how much passion he has for football. Like, Coach loves football. Like, I've never been around a head coach that literally hits all facets of the game. Like, Coach, he don't rely on analytics to give him, you know, his film. Coach watching film himself. Coach getting his notes or his nuggets himself. He's not worried about a team of guys to bring him a piece of paper. He just read it off and come into the team meeting room. Coach have all his T's crossed and his I's dotted himself, and he does the legwork himself. And like I said, you can't do nothing but respect that.
What were you just doing? What's going on in your life? What were you just up to before sitting down on this?
Man, I was just giving me and a couple of teammates were giving out some checks to this this foundation group. We raise a couple bucks. I can't remember. It was like maybe like seven of us.
Okay.
Gave out a $2,000 check to this foundation. Just during the holiday season, just showing my gratitude to them and giving them a helping hand.
You loving it out there in Western PA, Patrick?
I do, man. I love it here. Today we got some unusual weather today. It snowed a little bit today during practice.
Okay.
Look, a little bit colder than usual, but right. we got it in today, and now we're going to Baltimore here tomorrow.
So then what's colder right now, the weather or your golf game right now, Patrick?
Both. Yeah, I know. Both. I haven't played golf since July, Rich. So.
Oh, my goodness. Pour one out for Patrick Peterson. Oh, my goodness gracious.
It's been a while. So if anybody's trying to get after me,
now's the time.
Yeah, now's the time.
So what? But you're still single digit, right? You're still single digit.
I'm still single digits. And so the only thing that's going to take time for me to get back is probably around like my 115 shot in.
Okay.
And putting, touch around the green. But other than that, my driver is going to be my driver. My long iron is going to be okay, not as sharp as I want it to be, but my touch game is what is going to need to be the sharpest. Okay. I'm going to have to sharpen up after the season.
There's no simulators in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania? We don't have any?
Man, no? You know, Rich, the older I got, see, when I was in Arizona, I used to play golf after practice.
Right.
And obviously it was good to play there because, you know, it never snowed. It never got below 50 degrees.
Right.
But, man, the older I get after practice now, man, it's a business decision.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. I get it. Hey, I'm a 54-year-old man. I left my glasses at home. I'm barely seeing you on the screen right now. It's terrible, hey, Patrick.
I heard you talking about it over the break.
Yes, if there's anything you'll overhear me doing is complaining. I haven't changed either. Patrick, I love our chats. Good luck on Saturday. I hope you get what you're looking for.
I appreciate it, Rich. Always great talking to you, my friend.
Right back at you. That's Patrick Peterson at P2, the one and only right here on the Rich Eisen Show. All right. I had an agenda going in the conversation.
Okay.
It's obvious, right? I mean, like, obviously, because I want folks to know. And I understand part of Tomlin's criticism that he receives in Western PA is he's too loyal, he's too this, he hung on to Matt Canada too long. He, like, name me other coaches that leave the tree and then plant and then blossom elsewhere. Name another one. Haven't been to the playoffs, haven't won the game, haven't done this. All he does is just have winning records. And I totally get that they want to win a championship, want to go. They'll even take, what, an AFC championship game like the old days with Big Ben, right? They'll take one of them. And I get it. I totally understand it. And at some point, I guess that may overtake what I'm talking about. But I wanted to talk to a 13-year veteran, a Pro Bowl caliber veteran, okay, in Patrick Peterson, who
a
is
a Hall of Fame type player.
Been part of playoff seasons in Arizona and won only one game. Lost last year in Minnesota. He got one and done by Daniel Jones last year. So he's been with rookie head coaches like last year. He's been with multiple head coaches in Arizona. Okay. And he's been with old school guys and other types. And I just wanted to talk with him about what was Tomlin like. And that's what TJ Watt told me when I saw him prior to the game against the Colts. And we had that broadcast meeting conversation on NFL Network, what's coach like? And he kind of looked at me like, why would you ask that question? Because you know the answer. The same. You hear that from everybody. The same. By the way, heard the same thing with both conversations with the Patriots that I had. What's he like? The same. Do the routine things routinely, which is his version of what? Wait for it.
Do your job.
That's the same thing.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. I think Didn't Tomlin tell us he told that to George Pickens?
Yep, he did say that.
Do the routine things routinely.
Correct.
Unfortunately, the routine things are blocking for your running back. And not saying I'm afraid to become the next Tank Dell. And then Jaylen Warren, however, showing how it's done against the Cincinnati Bengals. I forgot who he de-cleated.
Yeah.
But he did. He Jaylen, posterized somebody.
Jaylen Warren plays angry.
I think he blocked for Calvin Austin III on that one. He blocked for a receiver.
Ha! Hey.
Go figure. But that's why I wanted to talk to Peterson about what's your role in backing Tomlin's play here with the youngins? Because, yes, it's a team game, right? It's a team game. That's why we love it. But that's a 13-year vet that has an opportunity to maybe make the playoffs this year. You think he's happy seeing somebody do the river dance over a defender rather than block that defender? Do you think he's happy about that? Do you think any of those guys are happy about that? Do you think that that guy also knows that the one who didn't block is so insanely talented, coach has got to play him, and coach has got to buck him up too, and I've got to talk to him too, because he's going to win his playoff. He's going to win his games, if not a playoff game, if we get there? The answer to that is yes. And what has Pickens done since that day?
Like 8,000 yards.
You know what I mean? So, and Najee Harris, who fumbled in Indianapolis, he scored twice in Seattle. I mean, this is the stuff I wanted to take you inside about. And again, if the Steelers win in Baltimore and the next game after between the Texans and the Colts does not end in a tie, the Pittsburgh Steelers have a chance to make the playoffs. Again, their playoff clinching scenario coming into this weekend, they win. And the Bills or Jaguars then lose on Sunday, they are in. And if they win and the Texans and the Colts tie, they're in. And if it doesn't end in a tie, they could still lose and get in. So if they win and the Colts and the Texans tie, they're already done. But outside of that, they don't tie, they could still get in. If they win at Baltimore and the Bills lose to the Dolphins, which is entirely possible, they're in. And the reason why they are in is because they're playing a hell of a lot better, and I understand every single word out of my mouth. Pittsburgh Steelers fans are probably listening and saying, if he only turned to Mason Rudolph earlier, but he was too loyal to Trubisky or to what?
Which is weird because Rudolph been there longer.
I don't understand.
Maybe Rudolph hadn't shown that he should have been in that position.
I think Rudolph was here on our set and told us, give me a shot.
Yeah.
What was that, 2 years ago?
Yep.
Yeah.
And now he's gotten his shot to the point where I don't know if I think Pickett's like a healthy bench at this point.
Seems like it.
The dude got tightrope surgery to get back for this stuff. So, yeah. Guy's not perfect. I'll tell you what, man. You could do a hell of a lot worse. And I think the Steelers front office knows it. And he's full on non-Magic Johnson. He's going to be there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Stream the NFL on Westwood One for free, sponsored by AutoZone. Every single Westwood One broadcast of the NFL can be heard live on the NFL app, and there's going to be a ton of them coming up this weekend and, of course, in the playoffs. Or you can just ask Alexa to open Westwood One Sports or on your Westwood One affiliate station's digital platforms. Kevin Harlan and Kurt Warner are going to be calling a lot of these games. I'm going to be in the studio for the Monday night Super Wild Card weekend finale. Get it all for free and get in the zone with AutoZone. The free AutoZone Fix Finder service can help you find a fix for free. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Restrictions apply. We come back, phone calls, and so much more. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Michael Pittman Jr. of the Colts coming up, hour three.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Ryder, and Ashley Nicole Moss 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
I will say this.
Yes.
I am a man that knows when he's defeated.
Yes.
I was beaten this year.
Yes.
So my business manager is supposed to have the hat for us. He did not.
Oh, we're throwing Jamal under the bus. Who are we throwing under the bus right now?
He did not bring that.
Who is thrown under the bus by the bus just right now?
He's, see, he didn't even show his face. I was willing to wear this hat. He had it made up.
Well, he told me that the hat that he made up had the final score.
No, he had the hat on there. Whatever. It was a hat. I don't know what that was.
The hat is supposed to read the following.
I am going to listen to this.
Okay.
Hear this.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Hail to the victors, valiant hail to the conquering heroes. Hail to Michigan, the lead. And best.
Wow.
That is for you.
Wow.
Only.
Wow.
You know it.
I honestly
took for me to do that.
I honestly can't have thought of anything else that you would do that would make me think that you would not have to follow through on your end of the wager, which is where an I should have gone to Michigan hat on the vaunted field of Notre Dame with touchdown Jesus behind you. But do I let him out of that end of the bet now?
He's that was pretty epic, actually. And he nailed all the words.
Well, he grew up in the state of Michigan. He should know them. He should know them.
I mean, that was like 40 years ago.
I did not know them. I had to look them up to make sure I was saying it correctly for you.
Also, I'm getting visions of, like, Jerome practicing before he came out here.
That did sound rehearsed.
Yeah, it sounded rehearsed. That was great.
That took a lot out of me.
Great job, Jerome.
You know that.
That was awesome. That was awesome.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right. I love JB 36. Game time tickets. Get the app on any mobile device and start buying tickets. Go for it. Sue's got tickets. She's taking Tay to a women's college basketball game.
Hey, nice.
I don't know if they want me to say, all right, screw it. UCLA college basketball. She's taking them Friday night.
Nice.
And again, the only thing that's missing from the game time app is what I'm going to do with the boys that night. I have no idea. I don't know.
The world is your oyster.
Is it right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I'll hop on the game time app
That's
and see what else
I'm
I can
saying.
Go to. Come on
That's
now.
What I'm saying.
There we go. And the one thing is she didn't use the promo code.
Her and TJ.
What's going on?
Why can't you guys just promo code
What's
it up?
Going on? RICH, $20 off your first purchase.
Now I know.
Download the game time app, create an account, $20 off your first purchase with Rich. Restrictions apply. Visit GameTime.co for terms. Again, create an account. Redeem the code RICH, $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price. Guaranteed. We use it. You should too.
Can we use the promo code on our second?
No.
Purchase?
You can try. I don't know if it's going to work. Though.
I'm trying.
You know what I mean?
Guys, don't cheat the system. Just come to me and I'll see what I can do.
Because right, Wu-Tang Clan has a Vegas residency. I'm trying to get some tickets in March.
Oh, is that right?
So I'm looking at using the game time. It's on there. So
that's my man right there, right? There you go.
You know what I mean?
We got to get Method Man back.
Oh, that's way past due.
That's my man right there.
That's it.
Wu-Tang. Fellow Jets fan?
Wu-Tang.
Very good. Mark in Freehold, New Jersey. Maybe Mark knows where Del Tufo is. Have you seen Mike? Mark, you there?
Yes. Hey, Rich.
What's going on, bud?
Deep voice.
How are you, my friend? Longtime fan. Love the show.
Love it. Thank you. What's going on in Freehold?
Two questions. I'm a longtime Giants fan.
Attaboy.
And we came up with a new nickname for the brotherly shove.
Uh-oh.
And
is it well, hold on a minute. Hold on a minute.
Basically,
hold on a second. Does Jay
football fans
oh my god
think that, you know, it's a rugby play and all this. So it's kind of a fake football play.
Okay.
And now they're an imposter of a playoff team. So the name that we came up with was Philly Vanilli.
Philly Vanilli.
That is way safer.
Mark, you know it's
true. Of course,
true.
You have to know the background of Milli Vanilli to get that. But I don't know. I thought it was apropos.
Mark, can you hear me? Mark? Okay, yeah. First of all, I thought that we had to get Jay on the dump button ready. And instead, it was next level. I appreciate it. But you can't come on here and say that and then lose to the Eagles again when you could turn them into the Milli Vanilli of the NFC wildcard race right now.
Touché.
You got to come up with it.
The other point was a gripe of mine I've had for years, which is why doesn't the number one wild card, such as Cleveland, who could end up 12-5,
yes,
why do they have to travel to the number four seed, the division winner, who theoretically could be under 500 as they have been many years? Why doesn't the league make one rule change that the number one wild card seed, if they have a better record than the number four division winner, why don't they get the home
game? Because division matters, Mark. Division matters. It matters not only in the scheduling, it just matters. The league, if you notice, the league has everybody playing divisional games over the last couple of weeks for a reason. Because it keeps the division race open. They made this change in the scheduling front a few years ago when everyone was taking knees on the season. When the Colts took a knee on an undefeated season because they were taking on the Jets, which actually allowed the Jets into the playoffs and almost beating the Colts later on, the league basically said, we can't do this. We need to have games that matter. We need to have games that matter for reasons that they matter other than just, you know, geographical nativism. So that's why. And that's the way you got to do it. And thanks for the call, Mark. Call back again. Also, very deep voice right there. Doesn't know where Del Tufo is. Nope. Philly Vanilli. I kind of dig that one. Although it's definitely not vanilla anymore. I mean, they threw out of it. They threw a halfback option out of it.
Got to add wrinkles.
Well, certainly when your defense is giving up too many damn points.
So many points.
So that's for another day. That'll be for tomorrow. Chris Collins was on tomorrow. I can't wait to ask him what he thinks about what's going on with the Eagles. But I love the fact that there's no reseeding. And I love the fact that it's not like what baseball does and the NBA does. And it's just like, these teams are going to play this team next. It is a bracket, and we are not going to redo it.
What's wrong with the bracket?
I don't like it. I like the fact that the NFL is like the lowest seed plays the highest seed, and this seed plays that seed based on where they started.
You want to rate for the best teams.
That we are seeding it up, and then we're not reseeding after that. That's it. I kind of dig that the divisions matter, and I kind of dig that we're basically gonna tell you who's going where next, based on where they are seeded in. It's not like this team that is garbage now will take on less than the top seed. Now in baseball, it kind of worked out. I thought it was a big mistake, right? And the Diamondbacks took out the Dodgers anyway.
They got upset.
I get it.
Baseball,
I get it.
Got their upset.
I like the way the NFL does it. I think it's perfect. Up until fumbling through the end zone, then it's imperfect. But I'll work on that. Michael Pittman Jr. is coming up.
Don't fumble. Win your division. And you don't have to play a road game.
Okay.
These things are so simple. I don't know why everyone's trying to complicate them.
You make them so simple. You make them so simple.
I'm really surprised you didn't ask me my opinions on this after it happened to my team.
What's your opinion on it?
The fumble out the end zone. We never haven't brought that up since it actually happened in the game,
what
which
happened?
I can
we
actually
were
see it happen and have an opinion on it.
Would you like an opinion on
Thoughts?
It?
I would.
What Thoughts? Do you want?
Well, Brockman's saying that just don't fumble. That's not a good enough answer, right? You need something. But it's kind of like what Tommy P said. The end zone is sacred ground.
Yeah, man.
It's like Gunter in Imperium. The mat is sacred. The end zone is sacred. So when CD fumbled that ball out of the end zone, my first thought was, should have held on to the ball. So I'm kind of under the thought process because I couldn't really have an opinion until I saw it in real time. And it mattered to me. If you fumble the ball out the end zone, I think you deserve to lose it.
Okay. I hate your opinion. And, that was, and I can't believe that you would say, hey, do you want my opinion? And then it would be the one I don't like.
Well, this is coming from someone whose team was directly affected by it. How dare you think that way.
And on top of it, how dare you treat somebody who's not wearing his glasses today like that? Honestly, you know how I'm feeling out of sorts already. And then you rope-a-dope me into saying that. How dare you?
I'm just giving my opinion.
How dare you? The only thing that, you know, I can see clearly is that rainbow connection with Nakatomi Plaza. New Muppet movie, Die Hard, great.